Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oi, oi, I'm Jimmy Bullard, and this is me old muck of Fenners. We're back together, son. How are ya?
Hi, Bully. Great to be back working with you. What are we doing here, though?
We're starting a football club in podcast form. The only thing we know, it's called FC Bullard. After that, it's all up for grabs.
So, we haven't got any players, we haven't got a kit, we haven't got a club badge, we haven't got a stadium.
Correct.
FC Bullard. Welcome to the club.
This is a Crowd podcast.
This episode is sponsored by The Fox, Jamie Lester. To be more like Jamie, go to patreon.com/Joe Marler Show, become an official sponsor, get bonus content, and grow the show today.
His back is strong, his beard is thick. Wonders what makes people tick. Joe Marler and his show. Joe Marler, here we go.
Hello and welcome to our show. I'm Joe Marler and this is Tom Fordyce. Tom, hello.
Hello. How many times can we say hello in the opening sentences
hello.
Of our podcast,
hello.
Joe? Hello.
Hello, hello. Hello, 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 hello. It's off to say hello.
I thought you were going to do the intro to Justin's House with Mr. Tumble there.
Do you still watch Justin's House?
No, I don't. I mean, I only watched it because the children were watching it. I've got the feeling, Joe, that Mr. Tumble / Justin is absolutely minted.
I saw him at Camp Bestival 2 years ago, and he was probably, he was the biggest draw of the whole three-day festival. I mean, given it was a family-friendly festival, but there was still, like, some big music acts, but his field and stage that he had was just fucking rammed, and I actually want to know what he's like in real life as not Mr. Tumble. Like, what's his real name?
Justin.
Is Justin and Mr. Tumble? It's not Justin Tumble.
Justin Fletcher.
We should get Justin Fletcher on the show. I want it to be an aim of ours. Right, let's get Ryan onto this, actually. He needs to pull three of his fingers out of his anus and get Justin Fletcher, a.k.a. Mr. Tumble, a.k.a. Justin.
Joe, that is an excellent idea. It sounds like a lot of work for Ryan. But, Joe, I have also been working very hard this week. And I have done something for our forthcoming live tour, which I think is going to blow your massive mind.
Go on, tell me. What is it that you've been working on?
So you will recall, Joe, that when we did our very first live show at the Clapham Grand last September, then the music interludes began in a hugely underwhelming way with me singing the theme tune and ended in spectacular fashion with opera singer Rob leading us through Ness and Dormer. I've taken note of the success of Ness and Dormer and Rob. And Joe, get this, I've booked us an actual choir.
Like a proper choir.
A full choir. Right, get this, Joe. They're called Voices of the Town. Joe, they've been on tour with Take That, so it's a very natural move for them to want to tour with the Joe Marler Show because both of us have the sort of looks, the bodies and dance moves that would see us fit seamlessly into any boy band.
This is genuinely exciting. I'm really excited. Like a proper choir. Like how many people deep in this choir?
Joe, extraordinarily, there are 16 people. There are 16 of them.
What?
I'm quite sure how we're going to afford it. I didn't think about that. 16 people in the choir.
So that's like... That's like two rows of eight or four rows of four.
What do you think we should get them to do, Joe? I mean, I booked them in the expectation that a choir on its own would be amazing. Specifics I didn't get to. Thoughts?
I think you know my answer, mate. It's mainly... My requests will mainly be Adele or any Paul Simon song from the Graceland album because that's pretty much all I listen to.
Joe, what I thought was, one idea I had was, you know those flashy talk shows that you get on television? When a guest comes on, they do some sort of ba-da-da, ba-da-boo, ba-da-da, with the band. Maybe the choir could sing our guests on.
Yeah, like a guest theme tune. But do they get to choose it or do we choose it like on their behalf?
I think this is a question for the choir, Joe, because we're assuming here that they have access to every single tune under the sun. I imagine they probably have a repertoire. Let's get thinking. Let's maybe give them a few little things. Adele sounds to me like a goer. You and I are going to need to think very carefully what Adele song we want them to do, and your answer will probably be all of them. That isn't possible. But, Joe, another little bit of non-choir news. Glasgow show, I know it's going to be spectacular. It's the opening one of the tour. You'll remember very fondly Neil Lancaster of Detective fame, who enabled you to do a role play that you've been looking forward to all your life, coming along to Glasgow.
Brilliant, but also slightly worrying. I was recently in Glasgow trying to flog some of our tickets up there, mate, because you've been working hard down here, as you've just described, getting a choir, even though you could have just done that all over the phone. I actually had to graft and go up to Glasgow to flog our tickets. And I was talking to a taxi driver up there, Tommy, his name was. Really lovely fella. I've got his card, actually, because I said, we're up here again soon. I'd like you to pick us up at some point. He was like, hey, hey, it's just your bollock. Do it for you. No bother. Hey. But then I said, what about the reputation of Glasgow? Because traditionally, it's not been great. Like, what's going on with the crime situation and thing? He said, no, you're right, mate. It hasn't been great, but everything is sort of coming down. Burglaries, violent crimes, it's all on the decrease, apparently. And the West End of Glasgow's getting a bit more Shoreditch-esque, and he thinks that we'd like it. But I'm not overly convinced, especially now that we've decided to get our detective on the live show up there. Are we getting him on as a guest to go over our old episode and get people in Glasgow to enjoy him? Or are we expecting one of us to be stabbed?
Well, I mean, I don't look into the future, Joe. I had him down mainly as a guest, but I guess the fact that he has a great deal of experience as a detective would mean that if anything untoward were to happen to us or any of the audience members, Neil would be on hand. It's worth reminding people, Joe, that if they're thrilled by this idea of having someone on hand if they find themselves stabbed at our live show, there are still a handful of tickets left for the Glasgow gig. Birmingham sold out, we know that. Bristol gone, Manchester gone. Glasgow is your place to go. And also, Joe, still a couple left at the huge London Palladium. If you want to get yourself there, Joe, where might the link for tickets be found?
Well, I think you'll find the link to buy these tickets in our episode description. Or just Google it. Shall we get a guest on?
Let's get a guest on.
Beep, 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 beep.
Unexpected item in the packing area.
Today's guest is called Nick, and he used to be a supermarket manager. And the reason I shout that is because Ryan's put an exclamation mark. Sorry to be passive-aggressive to you, Nick. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Hello, Joe. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Nick.
I don't know why I waved then, but yeah.
He's waving. Yeah, he's waving at us. So you used to be a supermarket manager.
Yeah, got out of the game recently.
Out the game.
Out the game.
Out of the game.
Yeah, it's become a bit of a thing.
How long were you in the game?
21 years.
What?
Yeah, I know. So you said before the show that I look quite young. So
you said when you were seven.
It started when I was seven, yeah.
You do have a baby face. You've got a lovely face, actually. I really like it.
Thank you.
Like it a lot.
Joe, I'm going to ask you a question straight away. Favourite supermarket, go.
No, because you're going to judge me.
No.
You people are judged on where they shop.
Yeah, go on then.
True.
Waitrose.
I knew you were going to say that.
But can I tell you why I shop at Waitrose?
Yeah, go on then.
Because the Valencia ice lollies they do. Oh, actually, yeah. To be honest, last night I had...
What? Hang on. Just to recap for people who may not be aware, a number of weeks ago you consumed 11 Valencia ice lollies
from
in one
Waitrose.
Sitting.
Yeah.
And then last time we spoke, how many was it? Got it down to 8, was it?
What do you mean, gone down to? It's not an issue. It's just that's how many I'd had.
Just simply referring to the fact the number had declined. It was 8, was it?
Yes, it was 8.
Okay, what was it back up to?
Well, no, I had a box of 4 last night, but not from Waitrose. It was a box from Co-op.
Still Valencia or...?
It said Valencia Ice Lollith, but from Co-op. And I'm not going to lie.
Better.
Yeah.
They were better.
Yeah.
Fucking, they were better, mate.
Why?
They're like...
Same girth?
Same girth, same structure, but there seemed to be a little bit more air in them. So it was easier to suck. Like, there was more... Like, it was less
dense.
It was less frozen.
Had you taken them out of the freezer earlier?
No. Oh, did I? Well, I shop at Waitrose because
I don't know. For some reason, I think that it's better quality. The more you pay for something, the better quality is. But the older I'm getting and the less money I'm being paid because I'm getting worse at my job, the more I'm finding we've got to shop around. And I like Sainsbury's as well. That seems to be a cheaper option, but the quality of stuff you can get in there is good. Like I just alluded to, we like a bit of Co-op. Well, that's because we've got so many things, actually. We've got a Co-op, a Tesco's Extra. Tesco. What's the little one?
Metro.
Express.
Oh. Let's ask Nick, he knows.
Yeah, what's the little one, Nick?
Express.
Yeah, thank you, Thomas.
What's the Metro, then?
They're like the medium-sized ones that you find in shopping centres and things like that.
Okay. Medium.
Okay.
Metro is a M for medium. Express is because it's in and out. And a Tesco's Extra is obviously extra big. So why did you ask? It's so obvious.
So it is.
Isn't it?
What's the branding for the big Sainsbury's one? What's that called?
Sainsbury's Extra.
They're all called Extra.
I think all Sainsbury's are called the same.
Yeah,
are they?
They are. The high street ones. I can't remember
it's just
what the they're
Sainsbury's.
Called. Local. Sainsbury's local.
Yeah. Oh.
Local. Right, so how long did you... So you worked for 21 years in one chain?
No, so three different supermarket chains.
Yeah. Three different stores?
No, multiple stores. I can't even think of how many stores
fucking great.
I worked in, but 16 years in one supermarket.
We can name them.
Well,
we're not. Oh, you don't want to?
No, because.
Oh, okay. Can you do it off air just so I'm aware?
Can you mouth it?
Can you mouth it?
What? Oh.
No, sorry.
I still said it out loud. Yeah,
that.
I know.
You said it out loud.
Yeah, that was bad, wasn't it?
Ryan.
Cut that bit.
Just cut out.
When Nick says take it out.
I'm probably going to say it more, so yeah.
Yeah.
When I worked there.
What do we want to call it then?
Shmesco. I've been thinking about this. And one of the other ones I worked for was a German discounter. And obviously there's two, so I was like, we'll call them Schmiddel and Schmaldi.
Nice.
I think that hides.
Yeah, no one knows who they are.
Yeah,
oh.
No. You have to think about that.
I was confused by the German discount bit.
Yeah, German discounters.
What do you mean?
That's where they came from. They came from Germany. They're both German discounters, Aldi and Lidl. I said it. Started when I was doing my A-levels. Classic, needed some money, wanted to go out partying with my mates, did it part-time, then went full-time, and then they got like a managerial program, so started to work my way up the ranks. And when I left 16 years later, I was a store manager. Yeah, sort of started at the bottom, made my way up.
Now you're here.
Now I'm here.
Get it? Starting at the bottom, now I'm here.
You're having a very bad start at this episode.
Subjective. So the big four is, we're not naming the one you were at, but the big four is what?
Asda. Sainsbury's, Tesco's,
Morrison's, top four?
Yeah.
Where does Waitrose?
So, because they're for more affluent customers like yourself.
Snobby fucks.
They're a smaller market, so they don't take the same amount of money as those big four retailers. If you think about the stores that they've got, they're massive, like you said about the extras.
Yeah.
They're huge supermarkets. They take billions of pounds each year. The likes of the German discounters, Marks & Spencer's, Waitrose, they don't take anywhere near as much as those. So there's like I can't remember what it's called, but there's a table of where they stand in terms of the money they take. And the big four have always been Tesco's, Sainsbury's, Asda, Morrison's.
Nick, I'd like to talk to you about security.
Okay.
How many shoplifters in your time in supermarkets, what was the sort of average number of shoplifters per day?
In terms of how many we caught, I'd say one a day. It depends where I was. The amount we don't catch, ridiculous.
How'd you get away with it? Asking for a friend.
So it depends what store you're in. If you're in one of the big four, bigger supermarket, there's less security guards. There's lots of little hiding spots where there's no cameras.
Oh.
People go in there, take stuff with them. The professionals have got ways of taking tags off things very discreetly. Put it in a bag, silver foil bag, silver lined bag, should I say. And then you walk out through the gates and the alarms don't go off. There's lots of different ways. There's distraction techniques. Shouldn't say too much because people are just going to start robbing supermarkets.
You can actually buy, you know, the tags that are on the clothes and stuff and the bottles. You could just Google or go online and just get the things that take that off. And
is that true, Nick?
Yeah. People have them. People just have them in their rucksacks. It's like a massive magnet, basically.
What gets nicked most frequently?
It's changed. It's changed over the years. So I think nowadays most people nick stuff to sell. So whereas before it was still stuff for their own good and the stuff that they could use, it's now branded stuff. It's alcohol, clothes, if they're in a store with clothing. The German discounters that I mentioned before, they don't stock a lot of branded stuff. So they tend to limit the amount they put on the shelf because that's the stuff that the shoplifters go for. But they won't come in and just take one or two. They'll take a whole case because they'll go down the market and they'll sell it. And they'll get cash.
Right.
There's one occasion in one of the stores I was working in London, we caught a guy with, you know, the massive tubs of Vanish? The big pink tubs of Vanish?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he had it down his pants. That's all he had. He just had a tub of Vanish. and he tried to get out with that and we caught him.
Which is ironic, bearing in mind what he was thinking.
Well, yeah, you don't want to put too much of that down there either.
What? Can it work on... Is that what you were saying?
No.
Why were you saying it's ironic then?
Because
he couldn't see his...
Because it didn't vanish. He got caught.
Yeah. Ah, yeah. It's good. I was so amazed by like, fucking hell, how's he getting that?
They cost like £7 or something like that. So he could have gone onto the market and maybe got £4 or £5 for it. And that's what people do. They steal to sell it on.
Help me with understanding this. Like, you say like security's probably improved over the last 20 years, isn't it? However, supermarkets seem to have introduced the easiest way to steal from them ever, which is these loyalty cards that you can go at the start, get this like scanner gun, scan your loyalty card so that you get access to this gun, stick it on your trolley, go around the shop, fill up your trolley, chik-bing, chik-bing, chik-bing. Got my 12% beef mince from the Spag Bowl, like that.
Valencia.
Bing. Bing, 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 bing. That's my La Valencia iClally. Or yogurts. I'm into yogurts at the minute. Ooh. Quite like those Skaya.
Oh, yeah.
Skaya yogurts. Yeah. Bing, oh,
they're protein ones.
Yeah. Yeah. Really. Mm. 16 grams of protein. Mm. But then you put a normal flavoured yogurt with them as well.
What? A double yogurt?
Well, because the...
They're quite thick.
They're thick.
Yeah. It's like, quite chalky.
Mm. Overly chalky. Mm.
Whereas if you whack it in it, it makes it smoother, nicer, double the calories... So I'm going around, ping, 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 and then I get to the end and you just have to scan your scanner gun.
Yeah.
And then you can pay. It's so easy to, like, just fucking fill the trolley to the brim and only scan half of it, and then you walk straight out the front door.
It's kind of luck of the draw a little bit with that one because they do random searches on your shopping. So if you don't go in and use that facility regularly, you're more likely to get stopped and they'll do random checks on you. But yeah, you can get away. I've heard a lot of people turn around to me and say, I forgot to scan that. I feel really guilty. But it's a genuine mistake. But then you've got the people that take advantage of it.
Happened to Daisy the other day. She said she'd forgotten to scan a couple of things. And then the woman came over and then they had to scan everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she was like, sorry, I know it was innocent or whatever, you know, didn't mean to. And then she was like, chances are when you come back, you'll get done every time now.
Yeah.
Because
you're
blacklisted as your thieving cow. Apparently it comes up as thieving cow. When was the last time you stole something from a supermarket, Tom?
Fucking hell, I wasn't expecting that question, Joe. I can't remember because I don't habitually steal things from supermarkets. But
have you ever stolen anything from a supermarket?
I'll tell you what I did many years ago when I was travelling around Europe as a penniless backpacker. And that was, Nick, you know the weigh your own fruit setup?
Yeah.
And Joe,
weigh your own fruit?
Weigh
it.
So you have to, you know, put your bag of apples or your oranges on the scale.
I get it now that you've said the word properly.
So what I would do, Nick, is I would just gently just maybe take the weight off the apples. You're still getting a... Have you never done that?
No.
You're still buying apples, but you're effectively buying half the weight of apples. Is that even stealing, Joe?
It's the direct...
Definition
of stealing.
You look really shocked.
I am shocked. I just didn't have you down as a stealer, as a thief.
Mm.
I stole a banana the other day.
Did you?
But I didn't do it.
Well, what?
I got Pixie... to hold this banana.
You made
because she was like crying and she was like, oh, nana, nana. I was like, okay, there's a nana. And then paid for everything, but then forgot to scan that and then walked out and they went, fuck, we didn't pay for that banana. And Dave was like, what? I was like, well, technically it's Pixie. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, most places give free fruit for kids now anyway, so. Doesn't matter.
Huh. Do they?
Yeah. A lot of places, a lot of supermarkets, free fruit for kids.
Do you, Joe, ever eat stuff while you're going around the supermarket?
I don't personally know, but I do give it to my kids. Like, I'll give them a suck of yogurt or some grapes that I'll open. And that used to happen to me a lot when I was younger. I'd be given a load of food to shut up whilst I'm carrying down rather than losing my nut. And then get to the end of it and you just scan the empty packet. That's surely fine. Let's play on. But there has been occasions where I've gotten to the till and then we've put it on as if it's obviously been eaten.
Yeah.
It's an empty packet.
Yeah.
And the worker will be like, get hungry, did you? Or there's some sort of judgment or like, what's this then? I'm like, obviously, it's a treat that I've given my kid to keep them calm so you're not losing your nut at my kid screaming around the fucking supermarket. But there's still that element of judgment.
Mm. I don't know why. Like, as long as you pay for it at the end of the shop, that's fine. I think my dad used to give me grapes when we were coming through, when we were shopping. But what we didn't realise, what I never understood when I was little was, obviously it's done on weight. So the grapes are getting lighter and lighter as we're going around. And then he comes and sort of puts the stalk on the checkout. And then they weigh that. And it's
like, is Tom your father?
But yeah, the weight thing is the thing that catches people out a lot. And that's the most issues you get at the self-service checkouts. If the weight of the product isn't right, they put... Some people try and scan an apple and then put a bottle of vodka in the self-service checkout. As an example, like they try to trick the scales. And it can work if you've got the person working on the self-service checkouts who's completely switched off, doesn't give a shit, looking on their phone. They'll just go over, authorise it.
Yeah.
And then, thanks very much, off they go.
I'm never entirely sure, Joe, with that the self-service setup, I'm never entirely sure which side is meant to be your bag and which side you're meant to be putting the items, you know what I mean?
So it's lay right and raise left. No, it's lay right.
What?
No. It's right and left.
Left for a bag, right for the shopping.
Yeah.
Most.
All.
All.
Literally,
hang on.
All. Yeah, I've never been anywhere that does not do put your shopping on the right, you scan it, beep, and then you go and put it in the bag in the left.
Does it not make you realise? I don't know. Maybe you're
left. Left or right?
What do you mean?
So you put your basket on the left,
yeah,
and then you scan it and you put it in your bags on the right.
No.
Are you a good scanner, Joe? Can you instantly find the barcode, or does it take you ages sometimes? Are you quite quick.
Beep, beep. No, I'm all right. If I've got the kids with me, which is usually the case, they want to do it,
yeah,
and they'll do it like four times, and I'm like, there's only one, and then you have to wait.
Yeah.
And it's actually longer than actually going to the checkout.
Yeah.
And why? Why all of a sudden are we not having human
money?
It's all with money.
Saving money. Like, for one of the stores I used to work in London, there was like 20-something self-service checkouts and only four man tills. And it was just to save money.
It's a shame, Nick, isn't it?
I think they're losing a lot of money through the self-service checkouts.
Really?
You know, we were talking about theft before. One of the biggest, what they'd call key performance indicators as a supermarket manager is your stock loss. That's one of the, especially in London, it's the worst one you've got. And I just think we're just letting people get away with just walking out with stuff because they don't put enough staff on the self-service checkouts. People don't do it on purpose sometimes. People just genuinely don't know what the hell they're doing and don't scan things properly. And we're just losing money. Well, they're losing money left, right and centre.
Do you like a bit of chat, Joe, with a cashier, with a bleeper?
The bleeper?
The person doing the scanning.
Yeah, well, I think bleeper's really quite disrespectful.
Do you enjoy a bit of chit-chat with him?
I love him.
Okay, I'm going to give you a scenario where you are working behind the till. Nick has arrived. He's got a significant number of items. You're bleeping them. Just start the interaction. Let's see where it goes.
Hello, mate. How are you?
Not great. I've been queuing for like 10 minutes.
Have you?
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that. If you didn't want to queue, you should have gone and bought your shopping in Germany.
Oh, fair enough.
Oh, see, I got you to smile, didn't I? It's not that bad, is it?
It's all right. I'll go down to Sainsbury's. I'm not shopping there anymore.
What, right now?
Yeah, I might just leave all this here, actually.
Well, not a problem, sir. If you need to go down there to Sainsbury's, that's absolutely fine, you piece of shit. or alternatively, we could carry on getting to know each other a bit better and seeing how your day can continue to go from here. So what have you got on after this? Beep.
Just going to go home, put my shopping away. If Beep. You could hurry up a little bit, I'm in a bit of a Beep. Rush.
Do you need help packing?
No, it's fine.
You sure?
Yeah, it's Beep. Fine. I've got a certain way I like to do it.
Yeah, cool.
Beep. Bags, Joe. Have you asked me if you want bags?
Beep. Do you need some bags? Beep.
It's a bit late now. I've already...
What do you mean it's a bit late now?
Well, I've already started doing it. You should have asked me at the start.
Quite a difficult customer, aren't you, sir?
Beep. Yeah, maybe.
Beep. Oh, hang on. These are cracked. Let me just... Sandra, yeah, can you? Yeah, we need some eggs. Yeah, no, just hang on. Do you want these ones, sir? The yellow ten, you know, the yellow happy hen ones.
Oh yeah, please, that'd be great.
You do want?
Yeah,
these
please,
ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wants 10 happy hen ones. Do they? No, we've only got 6 now left. Do you want 2 boxes of 6 instead?
No, I want 10.
You want 10? Yeah. Yeah, no, he only wants 10. Okay, yeah, so no worries, sir, she's coming over.
Thank you very much. Yep.
Sorry about that.
No, it's no problem. Thanks. You've really turned me around, actually. The interaction at the start was not great, but I'm feeling... I might stay a shopper in here.
Beep. Ooh, like a Valencia ice lolly.
Yes, I love them.
Just so you know, sir, I'm also a big fan of Valencia ice lollies.
How many can you eat in one go?
When you like to know.
My record's 12. So.
Your record's 12?
Yeah, yeah, love them.
Are you single?
Unfortunately not. No, sorry.
Oh.
Sorry to bash your
mum. Might be able to change that. Beep. Beep. Oh, Sandra. Yep, sorry, Sandra. Yeah, got his eggs. Yeah, yeah, no, he just wanted 10. Cool. So what she's done here, sir, because we didn't have 10 available, we only had 2 boxes of 6s, which is 2 half a dozens. Yep. So what we've done is we've fucked off 2 of the eggs. You've got 10 now, sir, but we've charged you for 12.
I'm not that thrilled about that. I'm not going to lie. I'm not thrilled.
Thrilled?
No, I'm not paying for 12 eggs. Well, I've got 10.
Oh, well, to be honest, you shouldn't have been such a rude at the start. I don't know if I could deal with awkward customers like that, actually. Quite difficult. Have you had to deal with many difficult customers in your time?
Loads.
Loads.
Yeah.
What's your best approach with them?
It depends what the situation is. So I've always been the one who has had to come down and deal with the shit.
So do you always get that call? Excuse me, can I see the manager?
Not necessarily that in that situation, but when it kicks off, if there's a customer down the front being rude, being loud, being aggressive, a lot of the time it is a guy being like really loud, aggressive to customer service staff. Then you get the customers who just want to moan about stuff. Yeah, like COVID was crazy in supermarkets. People were arseholes. People were really, really bad.
Oh, my
aggressive.
God. You've just reminded me of the COVID times.
Yeah.
What?
It was crazy. I've never, 21 years in supermarkets, I've never seen anything like it.
So what sort of system did you run at your supermarket that you're working at during COVID?
So we had numbers. So we only were allowed like 30 people in the store at a time, maybe. I can't remember. It's like 30 to 50. We'd have someone on the door and it was counting people in and out. But people would be queuing. They'd be getting aggressive. They'd be getting angry. They'd go into the store, finally get in there. There's nothing on the shelves. And I remember one situation, you talk about keeping your cool, and I didn't keep my cool. A customer came up to me and started accusing me of hiding chicken out the back. So in the middle of the, I'm working in the middle of the aisle with my store manager, with store manager, and they've actually started having a go at her first. And I'm really like, I'm protective over my team. Like, I don't, if anything's kicking off, that's why I always did go down the front if something's kicking off. Not because I want to get involved, because I don't like confrontation, but I feel like I've got to look after my team. So she started having a go at my store manager, and I was just like, whoa, 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 stepped in. And she's like, why are you hiding chicken? And I was like, we're not hiding chicken. Like, I don't know if you know what's going on around the world at the moment, but there's a pandemic, there's panic shopping, everywhere's run out of stuff. And she's like, no, you're lying, you've got chicken out the back. And I was like...
Where, I'd love to know where she got her sauce from of like...
Her sauce for the chicken.
Grow up. Where'd she get the idea from that you're nicking or hiding chicken?
I think I guess there's a lot of scaremongering at the time, weren't there? Like,
why would you hide chicken? Your whole point as a supermarket is to sell food.
And that's what I said. That's exactly what I said. I was like, my job is to make money by you buying stuff. Why am I going to hide it out the back? It doesn't make any sense. She just did not believe me. She walked out and said, I'm going over the road to Tesco's. And I was like, all right, off you fuck.
Did you? Off you fuck. I haven't heard that.
Was she?
I don't think I've ever heard that. Off you fuck.
Yeah.
I like it. Go on, off you fuck.
I mean, I was getting... more and more angry. I didn't actually say that to her. In my head, I thought it.
Yeah.
But I was getting more and more angry to the point where a couple of customers calmed me down.
Oh.
Because they were like, it's not worth it. You know, don't worry about it. She's just an idiot. Yeah, that's the kind of stuff I had to deal with on a regular basis. Even on my last week in my last supermarket, I got called down the front again. And it was these repeat shoplifters. They came in as a group. The guy would go around filling his bag or doing whatever he wanted. And then the women would have big trolleys of shopping and then they get to the checkout, they start kicking off to distract everyone from what he was doing. And I got called down the front. I went down there and I was like, look, you do this. This is the third time we caught you doing it. It's boring. I've had enough of it. Like, just fuck off.
Off you fuck,
yeah. And one of them turned around to me and she started shouting and screaming at me. And she's like, oh, fuck off, you bull prick, and all this. And I was standing there and I started smiling. And she's like, she started, what are you smiling at? What are you smiling at? And then my colleague said to me afterwards, she was like, why are you smiling? I was like, well, normally I get called a bald fat prick. I must have lost some weight. This is great. This is really good. So, yeah, we used to get a lot of that. But in general, customers are all right. You get your usuals, you get your regulars. They're quite nice. And even in COVID times, you know, for every arsehole you got that came in and didn't quite understand what we were going through, you got the ones that came in and got it and were like, thank you so much. Like, we really appreciate what you guys are doing. Because we were the only place that was open during COVID. No one had anywhere to go apart from supermarkets. So it was like the destination to come. But I understood people's frustration with it, but it's not our fault. And I think since COVID, the abuse towards retail staff has got worse. There was a petition going around at the time of COVID around the way that retail workers were treated, supermarket workers were treated, and I think it got did get a bit of steam up, but I don't think anything actually came of it. But it's bad. I sort of took myself away from it a bit over the years, because when I was younger, you don't think of the danger. You don't think about what could happen. And when I was a night manager, I used to work in a town centre store, and it was Thursdays and Friday nights we called fight night, because every Thursday and Friday night, it would kick off in the store. People come in, they've been on a night out, they're absolutely pissed up. Don't know why they come to a supermarket, but probably the only thing that was open and they could get a bit of food. But they just want to kick off. They just want to cause aggro. And I remember once we were out in a car park, like a load of staff and a load of blokes just fighting. And it's just crazy. And then police turned up and it was like, we just walked back in and they all ran off. But that's what we were dealing with. Every Thursday and Friday night, it was just mental.
Joe, we should have a little break there for adverts. When we return, shall we talk about the reduced aisle?
Aisles in the stream, that is what you are. Come away with me, we will find your chocolate bar. Down the confectionery aisle. Or you can go to aisle 9, where the single bars are.
Could finish that.
Tom, have you ever had that issue while you're on holiday abroad and you can't watch your favourite shows because it won't let you stream it from back home?
So I have had that very same frustrating issue. I missed 3 weeks of Bake Off while on holiday in Portugal once.
Well, you're going to love this. I've found an amazing solution. It's called NordVPN, and it basically allows you to switch your virtual location back to your home country, which means you never have to miss your favourite show ever again.
That sounds ideal. Is it really easy to use as well, even if you're not that tech savvy?
It is so easy to use. It's basically only the price of a cup of coffee every month as well. Small price to pay for premium cybersecurity and access to a vast amount of entertaining content from all over the world, I'd say.
Oh, agreed.
You can go and grab your exclusive NordVPN deal right now by going to nordvpn.com/Marla to get a massive discount on your plan plus a bonus gift. It's completely risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. That's nordvpn.com/Marla.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Have you ever felt like escaping to your own desert island? Jane Gaskin did exactly that, trading in the family home to begin a new life in the tropics. But she soon discovers that paradise has its secrets. I'm Alice Levine, and this is The Price of Paradise, the island dream that ends in kidnap, corruption, and murder. Wish you were here? Follow The Price of Paradise now, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Those were the adverts. Joe, your single favourite aisle in a supermarket is...
I'm really torn between the confectionery aisle, which is sweets.
Multi-packs of sweets.
Multi-packs of sweets and biscuits. Why did you put all the traditionally bad food together?
It's not because it's traditionally bad. It's more because it's cupboard food.
So there is a system.
Yeah, but they have changed it recently, though, because they changed the law. So you're no longer allowed to display it on promotion ends. Anything with high sugar, salt or fat is no longer allowed to be like on an end facing out. So whereas before you get buy one, get one free on Kit Kats, you know, packs of Kit Kats, you won't see that. The offer's still there, but it'll be down the aisle, not on a promotion end, as an example, because of where people getting fat in the UK.
I would be torn between the confectionery and also the hardware electrical aisle.
Yeah.
In a supermarket, because you can usually pick up a bargain there.
Yeah. What would you be after? Microwave?
No. Microwave?
What else are you finding in there?
Like tongs and Pyrex dishes.
Oh, okay.
I quite like a cup every so often. Mm-hmm. Just restock.
New cup, yeah.
A new cup cupboard for the cup cupboard.
Least favourite aisle?
My least favourite aisle. I really struggle in the freezer aisles.
Do you?
Yeah. They're really cold.
Yes.
I'm not joking. You know they're cold. It's they true, get really is, cold yeah, going cold. Down them. Do you not get cold going down them?
I think the freezer aisle's just boring.
They're just shit, aren't they?
Yeah, because you're not going to want to eat it straight away because it's frozen. No excitement. No immediate thrill of consumption.
Do you know the other issue? You have to open the door.
Yeah.
You can't just like grab it. And although you can grab the deeper tray ones, couldn't you, at the bottom?
And the wells.
Yeah, it's just like, what are they called?
Wells. Mm-hmm. Freezer well.
Got a freezer well.
Technical term.
Makes sense, actually, because it's built like a well.
And it's freezing.
But the doors really put me off. I think if the doors weren't there, I'd probably...
They're shit as well, the doors. Like, you open it up and they just slam back on you. I hate them. That's one of the areas I used to hate filling when I worked in...
Why have they got doors?
Well, to keep the temperature down.
That's a good point, that. So you used to work stacking
shelves? Yeah, I've done it.
So you've gone from bottom to the top?
Yeah.
Whilst we're on that then, how did you start? Or how does it, when you become the manager, do you get to decide who's the shelf stackers, who's the checkout people, the beeper, what do you call them, checkouts?
Yeah, checkout staff, yeah.
Can we call them beepers?
Beepers, yeah.
Yeah, who's the beeper, who's like the fag and thingy section? Do you kiosk. Still have one? Kiosk?
Yeah, kiosk.
Lottery tickets,
yeah.
Dispatch cards.
Who's That's the customer kiosk, service yeah. returns section?
So, to an extent, yeah. Like, normally when you go into a store, if I was taking over a store as a store manager, most people would already have a role. We recruit in certain areas where we're short on staff, and you can move people around, but you get the well-established companies that have been around for a long time, and you've got those members of staff who've been there for like 50, 60 years. A lot of the time, they've got stuff in their contract, which is, I will only do sitting on a checkout.
What's the hierarchy? I would imagine, Joe, I don't know what role you would like in a supermarket, that the kiosk is considered quite a nice gig.
Yeah, but then you tend to get all the complaints.
Oh.
Because it's combined with the customer service desk.
Oh, whoa.
Nah, fuck the kiosk. Yeah. I ain't doing that.
I think trolley boy is a good one. Like, everyone always, or trolley lady, everyone always sort of... There you go.
It's going straight from trolley boy to trolley lady.
Trolley person.
Trolley girl.
Trolley person.
Trolley person. Yeah. People give it, it's got a bit of a bad reputation, but you don't really have to deal with customers that much. You're outside. I prefer I'd be outside than in four walls, but...
So there are, hang on, are there specific jobs, this is going to sound really stupid, I'm sure, are there specific jobs in a supermarket, or are you meant to be a jack of all?
Depends who you work for.
Oh.
Right.
So the discounters.
Yeah.
German discounters.
Yeah.
Their staff do a bit of everything. So they're trained on absolutely everything, apart from like three areas, which might be the bakery, the self-service checkouts, because you've got to have people that know what they're doing down there, and non-food, all the electricals and whatnot. In the bigger supermarkets, because they have got the massive departments, they tend to have teams. So there'll be a fruit and veg team. You just work on fruit and veg. You'll be grocery. You'll just work on grocery. Clothing, you just work on clothing. But they might be multi-skilled on tills or .com as well, because you've got the people picking the online shopping. That's a big pull-on resource for supermarkets as well.
I could see you, Joe, enjoying yourself on the cheese counter, because not only have you got access, self-explanatory, to cheese, but you get to use the wire, the cheese wire. I fancy that.
You think I'm only suited to cutting cheese?
No, I think you'd enjoy
cheese wire.
Would you not fancy me go on the big, get through a block of cheese, when those, you pull out the wire and then straight through a massive block of cheddar?
Only if I'm not just specifically on the cheese. I want to be able to use that big ham cutting machine as well.
Okay. Yeah. So you can do deli.
Can I be the deli count?
Yeah, you can do deli. So deli covers quite a lot. They're going though. A lot of them are going in stores now. Again, cost. So more and more supermarkets are getting rid of that kind of service because of the cost of it.
I think I'd rather work at the discount and be a jack of all because then I wouldn't get bored.
But then you've got the chaos. I mean, the whole chaos at the tills at a discount, at a German discount supermarket, Joe. Don't you find that stressful?
What's chaotic about it?
I just don't get the whole system because they scan at an unbelievable rate, don't they, Nick? It must be the fastest scanners in the West.
I think out of the two, Aldi is the one that...
Aldi's got the edge.
Yeah. They proper focus on it. Like, you can be measured on your scan rate. So they can performance manage their staff. Same with all supermarkets. You can track how fast they're scanning a product. And if you've got a target, a lot of supermarkets have a target that those people have to meet. You can give them a bollocking if they're not going quick enough.
So sometimes, I mean, I don't know if you've experienced this, but sometimes I'll go to certain supermarkets and I've got the kids again. So it's quite a logistical nightmare trying to get all the bags ready to then start packing. But because there's a bit of a queue, they're just... Beep,
oh, and the rest.
And I can't
double
keep,
that.
And I can't keep up with the speed of putting them in the thing and then putting them in the bag. But there's no sympathy from them or... And now it's all become clear. Yeah, they're trying to hit the fucking KPIs. Yep. But just going beep, beep, beep. And I'm like, are you taking a piss, mate? I haven't even had time to put that in my fridge or cold sectioned bag.
Yep.
And toilet, fuck off.
No, seriously. That's a lot of the time, that's why. It's because they're getting a bollocking for not going fast enough.
So you're meant to not... pack your bags, aren't you? You meant to just lob it back in the trolley and then pack behind you like...
Yeah,
what?
There's a packing bench.
Did you know what?
Yeah.
You're not meant to pack your bag.
You're meant to sort of lob it back into your trolley and then get the fuck out of the way, off your fuck, over to the packing bench.
You know the big silver packing bench by the windows?
And then sort yourself out.
This isn't true.
Yeah.
What do you think the packing bench is for?
Like if you've got some returns or cracked eggs. You know, you go there, you go, oh...
Actually,
I've got a cracked egg, so I use the packing bench to unpack and then go...
The unpacking bench.
Got some cracked eggs. Can you get me some more? I'm going to do it.
Well, you should.
No, I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
What?
I'm going to go to the supermarket. I'm going to get them to go as fast as they can. I'm going to go in there and I'm going to be like, oi, Nick. They'll probably be called Nick. I'll be like, Nick. And they go, yes, sir, how are you doing? I said, I want you to scan my shit as fast as you can. I want your KPI to fucking... through the roof.
I'm going to help. Yeah.
Let's fucking do this. Do it as quick as possible. I ain't going to pack any of it. Yeah? Like, I'm not even going to keep up. Just go boop, 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 really quick. And then I'm going to fuck it all off, put the trolley right up and close to it, and just empty it all in the trolley, and then go to the silver trolley packing desk bit, and then start packing there.
That's what they want you to do.
Yeah,
I know. I know that's what they want me to do, but no one wants you to do that.
Why?
Because imagine the faces of all the other customers as soon as I've done that and do that. It's going to be fucking brilliant.
But they'd like it because then they get
fruit.
No, they're not. Yeah, but all the customers are going to be like, who's this fucking Fruit Loop? What's he doing?
Just shout. Like, this is what you're meant to be doing, guys. Come on. Help us out.
Exactly. Start beckoning at everyone else going through the sale process.
She's going to get sacked if we don't do this. That's what I'd do.
Yeah. I just think this is mad. This is absolutely mad. You just put all the stuff back in the trolley.
Well, you're meant to, but then what I find myself doing, Nick, is trying to beat the system, which is I reckon I can bag it up at the rate you're scanning.
Yeah, it's a good game.
And often you're only just a couple of items out, but they get quite arsey.
Yeah, they I think they want to see you struggle sometimes.
Yeah,
some of them are not very nice, you know. Or you do what my dad used to do, which is he'd get annoyed and he'd just go even slower.
Oh!
He'd slow down.
Fight the
system. So if they were like throwing it down at him, he'd just be like, cool, I'm just going to slow right down. Just
because what ultimately they're going to do? They're not going to stop serving you, are they?
No, they can't do anything.
This episode is sponsored by the following wonderful people. King Richard Kellaway. Ian from Gloucester. Something inside so strong. It's Kerry Strong. Magnificent Matthias Reggie Alkane, the Cyclone Edward Dyson, Ratatouille Andrew Hanratty. The only way is Garifysics. Shearer, it's Ben Shearer. Peer Pressure Katie Pierce, the Pharmacist Dan Lloyd, Carl Lewis, Thomas Ellender, and PZ Matthews. The Engineer Warren Allsop, Shotgun Mark Clayton, and Rollerball Becky Dyson. To be more like all of them, go to patreon.com/Joe Marler Show, become an official sponsor, get bonus content, and grow the show today.
Mm-hmm.
What about the reduced aisle or the reduced station?
I love the reduced aisle.
But how do you decide what goes in there? And so at what point?
The fresh stuff has got a sell-by date. If it's on today's date, it needs to be marked down. I think they mark it down like 3 times a day. So first thing in the morning, they might mark it down by 25%, hoping that it'll sell. Then halfway through the day, 50%. And then they might do a final reduction, is what they're called. And they knock it down to silly money, like 5p, 10p. Beautiful. But it got, again, when I was working there, it got quite rowdy.
Yeah.
And you see, I've seen like lots of social media clips of people in supermarkets. It got to the point where the guys that were doing the reductions would do them out the back in the warehouse because they were just getting swamped by customers otherwise.
Yeah. People trying to second guess it as well.
They time it. They know what time you're doing them. They come in at the same time. It's the same people most nights. And then the person doing the reductions would get to the double doors, just push the trolley out, and then go, off you go. And then
they like vultures. The trolley rolling through the store.
Just that was the safest way for them.
Like they a wounded getting, leopard.
They were getting caned. But there was fights. There's been all sorts over reductions. It's ridiculous. They ended up with like a queuing system for reductions in one of the stores I worked in.
Is it possible if I wasn't prepared to pay full price for my plum tomatoes, for example, for me to accidentally drop my plum tomatoes on the floor?
Yeah.
So it's a dented tin now.
Yeah.
And then I come to you and I say, hey, Nick, can I see the manager, please? And you go,
I am the manager.
Oh.
That's all, yeah.
Then I say, Nick, store manager, these were dented on the shelf. I don't want to pay a pound for them, but I want this tin. What are you offering? What can I get it for?
25% off? 75p?
So it's doable.
Yeah, yeah. Like, obviously, if you're going in every day, oh, it's the same guy with the same dented tin again. People are going to cotton on. But yeah, if you did it one-off every now and again, no one's really going to bat an eyelid.
Okay, and that leads me on to the possibility of haggling in general.
Yeah.
Not just for damaged items. If I've got a weekly shop and I've got 100 quid's worth of shopping in the basket and I come over and I go, hi, I'm not prepared to pay £100 for this £100 basket.
Yeah.
Undermines your own case slightly there.
I'm going to go with 80 quid. Do you want 80 quid?
No.
Meet me in the middle, 90?
No. I can't do anything about it, sir, unfortunately.
Why?
Because you scan the product, that's the price that comes through. The product is priced in the system. I can reduce it if it's damaged, if there's a problem with the product, like your plum tomatoes.
Yeah.
Other than that, I can't give you any money off.
So what I need to do is go and damage all of this basket.
Yeah.
Come to you.
Yeah.
And then you can give me some knockoff.
Yeah.
So there's no haggling in supermarkets. I was told by Martin Lewis that you could haggle for anything.
Not that I've seen. Like I say, the prices are set. You know, we don't have anything to do with the price on the system. In some supermarkets, you can change the price in the office. Sometimes there's issues with the system and you can go and do it. But in general, you're not allowed to touch the price.
Would you say that supermarkets provide a service? You're providing the people with a service?
Yeah.
But I don't. So it's the same as going to a restaurant? That I'm provided with a service, and if I don't like the food that I've just eaten the whole plate of, I ain't paying for it. Does it not work like that?
No.
Fuck. I've really got to come up with some better ways of damaging these tins. Just get reduction.
We'll just maybe upscale it from plum tomatoes.
You could just come in and find the time when they do all the reductions, and then that'll reduce your bill.
I'm intrigued about those timings now. I'm going to go find out my local time.
Do you not know what it is? I sometimes, Joe, I throw myself on the mercy of the reduced aisle, and I go into the shop and I don't even know what I want for my tea, and I'll let the reduced aisle decide what I have for my tea. Reduced aisle roulette.
Oh, it's a bit dodge that, isn't it?
Well, it can go either. Sometimes you can find yourself having sea bass for tea and it's blown your mind. Other times, less so.
Who the fuck has sea bass for tea?
Well, if it's on special offer in the reduced aisle, why wouldn't you?
I have never in a million years cooked sea bass. What is that?
What is sea bass? The other thing I want to know, Nick, about the reduced thing is, let's say it doesn't sell in the reduced thing, or it just doesn't sell, and you can't sell it. Where does it go?
So it used to just go straight in the bin. The amount of food waste that supermarkets had was ridiculous. And a lot of the time, there's nothing wrong with the product. Like I said, you go by the sell-by date, you go by the use-by date. That's legal. We can't sell it after that. And you'd get people coming in and asking if they could buy it. If they found something on the shelf that was out of date, oh, I still want to buy it. It's like, no, we can't sell it to you. If you eat it and then you die, we're going to get sued. You know, it's on us. So, yeah, a lot of the time it goes in the bin. Supermarkets have got better, I'd say, around giving food to charity. So a lot of them now give to local food banks. They do things like make a massive box up of fruit and veg that's maybe not as high quality as it used to be or should be. And then you can buy that whole box for like a pound or something like that. So they do a lot more of that. So it's definitely better. But I still feel like they could be doing more. The amount of stuff that goes in the bin.
Where do you stand, Joe, on the use-by, sell-by date conundrum? I'm going to give you a range of items and how far past their use-by date they are, and I want you to tell me if you would eat them.
Yeah. Okay?
Packet of smoked bacon.
Cooked or uncooked?
Uncooked. It's a week past its sell-by date, but it's in your fridge.
Opened or unopened?
Unopened.
Week old. So I'd probably crack it open, give it a little whiff. Because I get the feeling that sell-by dates, use-by and sell-by dates, they're obviously two different things.
Yeah.
Aren't they? The sell and the use-by date is more scientifically, like that's going to make you poorly. But I tend to go off the fact that there's, it's the same way your petrol or your car's running out of diesel, it sounds zero on your car, but you know you've got 15 miles in it.
And the rest.
Do you know what I mean? You can, that's how I approach that system. So I'd give it a whiff and then put it on the microwave plate and then microwave it just to make sure.
Just zap it. All right. A yogurt, an opened yogurt that's 3 days past it.
Get fucked.
Just give it a sniff, give it a little taste. If it tastes sour, in the bin.
But if I taste it, I've already tasted the shit.
Yeah, but if it's sour, it's only a little bit, though, isn't it? It's fine.
Your final sell-by date question, Joe. You've gone into your freezer and you found a
Valentia ice lolly. Yeah.
They're a year past their best before, but they've been in your freezer the entire year.
Yeah.
Munch or no
fucking
munch?
Fucking eating them all day long, mate. They're frozen, so like the bacteria are dead.
Until they're unfrozen, your gut.
No, they can't come back to life. It's like a woolly mammoth. The ice age happened. He got covered in water and snow and then froze and he's dead. When we found them and we defrosted them, they aren't then alive again, are they?
We defrosted them like they're lamb chops.
Yeah, were they alive? Were they alive?
So is there any point after the expiry of the Valentias that you wouldn't touch them? 2 years, 3 years?
Nah, there's no limit. I actually think they'd be better, like a whiskey or a
fine wine.
A fine wine. That you leave it longer, the Valencia ice lollies. I just, I'm actually going to do it. I'm going to stuff some Valencia. In fact,
there's no way you're going to leave them in your freezer.
I'll just know that they're there. It's just ridiculous. When you've run out of stock, who's in charge of getting them back in? And how do you keep? I always, in passing here, I'm just doing a bit of a stock check. Like, but surely the stock check has to go on all day, every day.
In terms of keeping things in stock, a lot of supermarkets are done on a sales-based ordering system now. So it's all happening in the background. It will get scanned through the checkout. That will tell the system that it's sold. It will then say you're down to zero of this product, and then it will automatically order more in. But there is a way of overriding it. So a lot of stores, they'll call a gap scan. They'll go around, scan the gaps in the morning, and tell the system that we're out of stock. Because sometimes it goes wrong. Like with the theft thing, if people are nicking it, it's not going through the tills. You're going to get to a point where you haven't got any stock. It says you've got 10 cases of it and it's nowhere to be seen. Yeah, it's down to the system a lot of the time. Sometimes it's down to humans. It depends, again. All the companies are different. There's different ways of ordering.
Nick, would you mind if we do a quick round of supermarket myths? Can you confirm or deny the following, please? Number one, the milk is always at the back, so you can't just nip in and get milk without walking through the shop. Confirm or deny?
Confirm.
What do you mean at the back? A back of where?
So when you, the opposite to where you go in. So you have to go all the way around the shop.
Yeah, takes you past all the good stuff.
Oh my God, yeah, it is.
It really is, actually.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, the milk is always stuffed at the back.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers.
It's all done, it's all done. Eye high, eye level, it's all planned out so that it makes you buy stuff.
Myth number two. Do Lidl put the bakery at the front of the store so the smell of fresh bread lures people in?
Yep.
That's a confirmation number 100%. Two, Joe.
What do you mean, the bakery at the front? Is there a Lidl?
They do. When you go in, there's always fresh bread, and you're like, yes.
I haven't been to a Lidl for over 15 years.
You're in the bloody Waitrose.
No, Daisy goes in.
Supermarket myth number three, Nick. Is it true that companies pay more money to have their products at the end of an aisle or by the checkout?
Yeah, 100%. You get the big companies will pay to have a whole promotion end of their product. And they do massive displays. A lot of them have reps that come in. Reps are the bane of my life. They used to piss me off quite a lot, actually, because they just expect so much from us. We're busy doing our day job and they'd expect you to stop everything you're doing and just focus on them because they are a rep and they had this one product they wanted to sell. But yeah, that's true.
I want to be an aisle rep. I want to represent the seventh aisle.
I don't think that's what, I think it was more about products. Oh, but okay. If you could put your name to an aisle, which one would it be? The Joe aisle is what?
Joe aisle. What's the tinfoil aisle?
Household.
Yeah, I quite like the household aisle.
Why?
Because there's like matches and fire stuff down there. And do you know what I mean? It adds a little bit of danger to the world. My final question to you, Nick, is you haven't mentioned the actual supermarkets that you've worked at directly, but in your 21 years experience working for various different supermarkets, could you give me an official, unofficial summary of what one's the best valued supermarket to shop at? This is an unpaid promotion.
I would say nowadays, Lidl or Aldi, the quality's got better and the cost is still a lot lower. And in this current climate, they're going to be going through the roof of sales. They've got the perfect business model.
Fuck, they do some really good hazelnut chocolate bars there.
Hazelnuss.
What?
Hazelnuss. They do any German product well, don't they?
But this hazelnut chocolate bar is fucking insane.
They've just got better and better. And you've seen that in the sales. The sales have gone up. They've got more of a market share. And the big four supermarkets are genuinely worried about them as a business and taking over.
Amazing. Nick, thank you so much for coming on, mate. It's been great fun having you on.
Thank you very much.
I really like the look of your face.
Thank you. I like yours too. And yours, Tom.
Feel like
that was an add-on. It was a pity.
I feel like I'm encroaching on something.
Goodbye. Oh, Nick. Nick. What about the speed of which you beep, beep, beep? I want to see. In fact, maybe we should do it as the Joe Marler Show Speed Beeping Checkout Championships. What do you think?
Yes, I'm in, Joe. Maybe we could make it, Joe, an item in our live tour, which, let's be honest, is only a month away now. We're still looking for interesting things to do, items to fill it. Maybe the checkout challenge is one for us, Joe. If you're listening to this and you'd like to come and watch us live, there are still some tickets available for the Glasgow and the London Palladium. Click the link, Joe, in the where is it, please?
It's in the episode description or in any fucking search engine.
Simply search for the Joe Marler Show live tour.
Who have we got on the show next week then, please? Thomas?
Yeah, you know, I said at the start of the show that I've organised the choir, bloody blah, 16 of them, legends, play, we take that, etc., etc. I was so busy organising all 16 of those that I haven't booked a single guest for next week. So, Joe Marler, you will have to wait and you'll have to see then.
Marlene. Oh, Tom.
Why Boise? Why Boise? Why now?
Crowd Network. A place where you belong.
Sports Social Podcast Network.